Love this podcast? Consider supporting this show. You decide how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Visit the link in the episode description to support now.
Powered media agency proudly presenting Camp Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania's first and only DIY punk rock summer camp, September 1st through 3rd in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Come camp with us for three nights of non-stop punk rock all weekend long, with over 40 bands and tons of activities. Tickets on sale now at camppunksylvania.com. That's Camp PUNKSYLVANIA.com. See you there!
Minds that brought you the smash hit podcast Your Life The Mixtape and headliners comes Your Life The Mixtape magazine, a free monthly digital magazine that focuses on music, culture, and social commentary on current news and events. Visit www.yourlifethemixtape.com to subscribe today.
My guests this week are a British alt-rock band who create music that is relatable, conversational, and meaningful. Please welcome Wesson. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Thank you very much.
So tell me what is out right now that everybody should be listening to from you guys.
We have a lot, actually.
But the one that's just come out is Myself, isn't it?
Yeah, that just came out on the 26th of May.
Yeah,
but it's our seventh single, so... there's plenty to go and check out.
There's six more songs. If you like that one, keep listening.
Yeah, and videos for all of them as well. So go and check them out.
So if I was building like a Wesson playlist, what is the vibe for that? What are we getting into?
If it's just our tracks. Well, we've only got seven songs. So I definitely describe it as like alt, indie, rock, pop. Well, we had a whole list of this because we had to do this recently. We had to do one of those trying to figure out your sound questionnaire things. And we had, have you got it available?
Not very quickly, but I mean, it's one of those things. Like we like to think there's like a little bit of a retro kind of element to it.
Punk in there.
Yeah, like, and also like, you know, kind of a 60s like Beatles and Beach Boys kind of thing. We like a bit of vocal harmony stuff going on.
Yeah, so it's just, hopefully that's a bit interesting, nice, quirky to listen to. Stuff that you hopefully would want to listen to again. You know, that's the... and stuff that isn't... It's not going to offend your grandmother. I think it's got... hopefully it appeals to a lot of people in the right way. You know, that's what we'd like to...
yeah.
So tell me, what time of day are you most creative?
Oof. I mean, we have like planned out rehearsals where we get together regularly on every week. And so that's kind of like, it's not a really spontaneous thing, but when we're together, we're just, you know, the creativity really does just flow quite quick.
To be fair, it's probably where Ann Callum's were the most creative, I suspect.
Yeah, it's nice and cozy. Like he's got a cool little studio that we... I mean, I say little, it's a good size, but it's...
no, don't get any interruptions there. We just sit there for a few hours and, you know, we have a drink coffee and have a chat and then play some music. And it's a really nice environment, isn't it? It's very chilled. So
you write a lot of the initial parts of the songs.
Yeah,
so
of course, yeah.
When are you most creative?
I'm most creative when I'm not being asked to do stuff by my wife. She's normally...
<Don't say that.
laughs> It's like... have you got half an hour? No, I really don't want to give you this half an hour. I really want to write a song now.
But you said to me before that I think I described it as like shower thoughts, you know, when those moments when you're by yourself, like you're like walking your dog or you're driving or you've gone for a walk or something. I think those moments seem to, you said that they seem to be the moments where you come up with ideas and stuff.
Yeah, it tends to be when I'm chilled, relaxed, not too much stress going on.
When your brain has a second to think.
Breathe, I guess.
Yeah.
Hello there. I want to take a moment to talk to you about Dear Dean magazine from Dear Dean Publishing, my favorite subscription only monthly digital magazine. It's got subscriber-generated content about politics, pop culture, travel, family, pets, and poetry and wellness articles and features, contributor articles from nationally recognized journalists, writers, and artists, and provides opportunities for novice writers and authors and other contributors to share their voice, talents, and words. Did I mention that it's completely free? Dear Dean magazine provides free advert space for small creators, authors, and podcasters, fulfilling its vision that some art should always be free. It's owned and operated by Myron J. Clifton and is designed and distributed by Katia J. Lerner at Buzzword Consulting. Visit deardean.com/subscribe to get signed up.
So if this Zoom kind of turned into like a tiny desk concert type thing, where does myself fall in the set list?
Well, the gigs we've been doing recently, we've been doing it at the end of the first set. Because we then like to have a chat with the audience and stuff in the break and be able to say to them, like, what did you think of the recent release and stuff? But if it's just one set,
we've got a few of those gigs coming up soon. We're probably going about 2/3 of the way through.
So
it's one of our strongest songs. So we kind of put it in a place where we want people to wait a little bit. You know, here's the reward for listening to those other songs. Not that they were bad, by the way. Just here's a bit of ear candy. And then, and hopefully, you know, they then get excited for the last few songs. That's the
idea. Maybe like penultimate song or the one before that, maybe.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to the next generation of artists?
I guess it's...
Do you want to go first?
I guess it's just that it's... prepare for a lot of work. Like, it's, I think people think, oh yeah, we'll write some songs and then we'll get famous or something. It's like so much harder. Like, I mean, you know, there's no guarantee obviously you'll get anywhere with things. I think you have to know that you'll have to put in a lot of work, and even at the end of that work it might not necessarily get you anywhere, so just kind of enjoy the ride. I suppose.
And just make time to practice. I think it's just so important to try and learn stuff and just try. Yeah, practice, learn your favorite songs. You know, all the songs of the great artists you like listening to. Try and learn to play their songs, play their parts. You know, and that's a really good way of getting there. Learning about songwriting by learning other people's songs is a really good thing to do as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just be open to learning. I think that's the message, isn't it? Keep learning.
Yep.
How much personal experience is drawn from to write the songs?
Well, I guess it's pretty much
basically everything.
We try to be authentic. In other words, you know, we it's all a reflection of who we are. That's ultimately the essence of the band, isn't it? It's like, if something's not real, straight away, well, Callum tells us for a start, doesn't he? If it doesn't feel right, he'll be like, he'll point that out, and we kind of know anyway. You sort of know if it doesn't feel right, don't you?
But yeah, it really comes from, without sounding cheesy, it comes from the heart. Like, everything is, you know, about personal experiences, and it's about our lives and And it's all about about our upbringings and the kinds of music that we listened to when we were growing up and things.
And I think just touching on that, what just came to me then was that I think there's a difference between what you want people to think and what you really think. And what I mean by that is it's very easy as an artist to fall into this idea that I'm worrying about what other people are going to think of my music. And I've always found with my Britain with that hat on, it doesn't work. It's not genuine. Whereas if I become vulnerable and write something from the heart, you know, something that's real, it's obvious, isn't it? You can just tell. And that's ultimately.
So it's just about being genuine and honest.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had one extra hour in the day, what would you do with it?
I mean, personally, just exercise and look after myself a little bit better, probably.
Yeah. Well, at the moment, I've got an 11-month-old baby, so sleep would be a good idea. Wow. But yeah, I mean, in terms of being productive, there's so much to learn. It never ends, does it, learning? It's just this, even when you think you know it all, you just don't know anything. It's just, you know, there's not enough hours to learn everything in life, is there? But there we are.
So tell me about the moment you decided you wanted to pursue music.
Well, for me, I think it was, I was about 15, started playing the guitar. And I think I realized that I was never going to be a professional footballer. So I think the guitar was a better option. And even then I just thought that, well, it's more of a dream, but it's kind of like a lifetime goal, isn't it? Trying to do music. Yeah. And you?
Yeah, I mean, I was 13 and I saw a friend playing drums and I was just instantly like, that's what I want to do. Like, I didn't necessarily know that it was like a career thing, like, you know, but it was just like, yeah, something I really instantly felt passionate about and wanted to just get into doing that. And it stuck with me ever since.
And Callum lives on a small holding, doesn't he? Like, he's got his farm animals and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think he probably thought he didn't want to be a farmer, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm just speaking for Callum. I don't know.
Ideally, what would you like for people to take away from your music?
I guess it's about getting a connection. Maybe someone says, oh, that guy feels like me. I feel like that too. And, oh, he's okay. He got through it. Give someone a bit of strength for their day. I think it's that moment of not feeling lonely anymore, because I don't know about you, but if I listen to some music and I can relate to the lyrics, it's a great way of, if I was feeling a bit isolated, lost on my own,
yeah,
it's just knowing that someone else has been there too. It's just a reminder that we're all human, we're all vulnerable, we all go through the same stuff, range of feelings at different times, whatever reason. And it's just making that connection. It's helping someone get through the day. So, yeah.
What kind of film would you like to see myself in?
Well, besides the one with Kevin Costner.
That's a different song.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I guess it's quite, so yeah, it's quite energetic. And if you go and check out the music video for it, I guess in a way that's kind of like a little film in itself. And it's about like the monotony of life in a lot of ways. And you know, and the things that people go through just day, you know, day to day stuff. And so I guess in a way, like, I think that if you check out the video, you'll understand the kind of films that we would maybe, or the scene in a film that we might imagine it to be in. Like, it's in we're driving around in Chris's car, so it's kind of like that visual of like movement, but also kind of, you know, just kind of going around and doing the same thing over and over.
I suppose a modern version of Groundhog Day could work, couldn't it?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Bill Murray, yeah. Yeah. But this time it would star Kevin Costner.
Right.
So tell the folks listening at home and all over the world where they can track down your music.
Kind of everywhere. We got like most of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. like on our website, if you go to westernmusic.com, all of the links are all on there. And we've got our YouTube channel, so you can check out the videos on there as well. And then music wise, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, and Tidal, all the digital platforms.
But if anybody checks it out and they really like it and they want to own a hard copy, like a vinyl or a CD, join our mailing list through westernmusic.com, our website, and look out for the announcement when we do that.
When we release the album, we'll do it as a physical product as well. So that'd be cool.
Thanks. Well, thank you guys for being here today. I have enjoyed this so very much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, likewise. It's been fun.
This has been a Rod Wharton production in association with Spring Break 83 Entertainment. All rights and trademarks reserved. No portion of this podcast shall be reproduced commercially without explicit consent.